We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'll tell you why Trump got back in. He's childish. My favourite word is tariff. 100 squillion percent tariffs. I love tariffs. Get out of my house, you're not wearing the right clothes. You're not invited to my party. He's childish. He's happy. In our hearts, that's when we were our happiest. Who voted for Trump apparently was non-college educated people in rural communities. Thick people in fields. That's who we were as kids. Running around with poo on the end of sticks. Maybe that was just me in Birmingham. Childish. You don't like him, do you? Because you prefer turmeric lattes. Sea salt chocolate. There was no sea salt. If someone had put sea salt in our chocolate in Birmingham in the 80s, you'd have thought they were trying to poison us. We were worried when Trump first got in that he was going to end the world. But now I've come to an even worse conclusion. The world is just going to carry on being more shit every single day. Need to embrace it. The world isn't what you want it to be. It's what it is. And to see what it is, become a stand-up comedian and get the last train home from Brighton to London. Then you'll see what society is. Cunts everywhere. Cunts listening to music without headphones. Cunts, where should we put our case? On the racks, no, in the middle of the fucking aisle. So I have to climb over it. Cunts making love on the last train I was on. I think that's what you call it when you're banging someone up against a buffet car. But we need to embrace it. We need to embrace it or die. The cunt listening to music without headphones, he's not a cunt, he's a cunt, but try and embrace it. That's just his way of sharing his music with us. The case is in the middle of the aisle. Don't get frustrated. That just gives us time to pause and reflect. And the people making love are making the best of it. Watch them make love. No, don't do that. Embrace them making. No, don't embrace them. It's fucking disgusting, to be honest. Just, I don't know. Accept it. And realize it's not the end of the world. It's something far, far worse.